Tortugas. They've won three of the first four, including each of the last two. And they're back at home against the Daytona Tortugas. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. Josh Sperber here with you, giving you the play-by-play for tonight's game between the Clearwater Threshers and the Daytona Tortugas. Tortugas will bat first, so let's take a look at the starting lineup for Daytona. Yerlin Confidon remains in the leadoff spot in left. Ricardo Cabrera batting second, and Dominic Patelli moving to the third spot. Ariel Almonte stays in the cleanup spot. Connor Burns fifth, Malvin Valdez sixth. Trey Fultine will hit seventh. Yasiel Pino back in the lineup hitting eighth. And Jack Moss moves to the bottom of the order for Daytona. On defense for the Clearwater Threshers, in the infield is Keaton Anthony at first base, Devin Saltabon at second, Aiden Miller at short, Trent Farquhar at third base. And in the outfield, left to right, Bryson Ware in left field, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center, and Raylan Heredia in right field. Luis Caicuto is the battery mate for the Threshers starting pitcher, George Clausen, Phillies and Florida State League pitcher of the month for the month of April. And Clausen, despite not having been on the mound since May the 3rd in Lakeland, he has had an excellent season. Just one earned run allowed in his first 25 innings as a professional, 39 strikeouts, and just 8 walks. Clausen has been borderline unhittable this season. Lakeland was the first team to really get to him, giving Clausen a new career high in walks and hits allowed with 3 apiece. And just a testament to how strong Clausen was for the Threshers so far this season. He had 4 April starts, 32 strikeouts in 21 innings, and went 2-0 to earn himself a Pitcher of the Month nod for both the Florida State League and the Phillies minor league organization. Now Yerlin Confidon is coming up to the plate for the Tortugas, leading off for the third time this series. And he has 4 home runs, including 2 this week, as well as 15 RBIs on the season. Clausen wastes no time, starts off with a 98-mile-an-hour heater to make it an 0-1 count. And we are underway here at BayCare Ballpark on a beautiful Saturday night. Now Clausen winds, kicks, and deals. Another fastball whizzes into the inside corner, and it's an 0-2 count to Confidon. Primarily in left field, but he's moved over to right for a brief stint as well this week. An 0-2 count to Confidon here in the top of the first inning. Cabrera and Patelli to follow. Clausen deals. 0-2 breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike 3. And Clausen picking up right where he left off. The Phillies pitcher of the month for April gets his 40th career strikeout for the first out of the ball game. Clausen, a 4-pitch mix, fastball, sinker, slider, and a curve. And his 4-seam fastball can reach up to 99 miles an hour. Ground ball from Cabrera to Miller. He picks it up at short, sends the throw over to first for the second out of the inning. 1 pitch, there's out number 2. And Clausen is making quick work of these Tortugas so far in the first inning. The umpiring crew for tonight, same pair as it's been all week. Michael Cross is the bases umpire, currently standing next to Keaton Anthony at first. And Pedro Powell, the home plate ump, is calling balls and strikes. And he has not called a ball yet for Clausen. Fastball starts off Dominic Patelli with an 0-1 count. Patelli, 291 hitter on the season, leads the Tortugas in batting average, and he adds 3 homers and 14 ribbies. Fastball fouled directly back, and it's 0-2. And Clausen's going to send a heavy dose of fastballs forward, and not a lot of guys in this league can touch that 98-mile-an-hour heater. He gets a lot of strikes, both swinging and looking on that fastball. Nothing to the count to Patelli, 2 gone in the first. Clausen deals, fastball upstairs, snagged by Caicuto to keep the count at 1-2. And that is an 100-mile-an-hour pitch from George Clausen that just missed a little up in the outside of the plate. Back to 1-2, Clausen winds, kicks, and deals. Breaking ball fouled away, and it's still a 1-2 count. The curveball really his primary secondary pitch, if that makes any sense. For Clausen, learned that pitch in college as he kind of developed his pitching arsenal as his career has progressed. One ball, two strikes, the count, the pitch. Breaking ball, just missing outside, but it's immediately challenged by Kai Kuto. And Pedro Powell motioning to the third ump, quickly reversing the call, and it's another called strike three. Two Ks looking, and a 1-2-3 first for Clausen. The Threshers grab the sticks in the home half of the frame next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning here at BayCare Ballpark, and the Clearwater Threshers are coming up to bat for the first time against the Daytona Tortugas here today against Brian Edgington. The lineup for the Threshers is as follows. Trent Farquhar remaining in the leadoff spot, Aiden Miller behind him at number two, Luis Caicuto in the three spot, and Keaton Anthony, the cleanup man for Clearwater. Bryson Ware hits fifth, Devin Saltabon hits sixth, Jordan Viers the seventh hitter, Raylan Heredia batting eighth, and Avery Owusu-Isidu rounds out the Threshers' batting order. Now we'll take a look at the defensive alignment for the Daytona Tortugas with Jack Moss over at first base, Trey Faltine at second, Dominic Battelli at short, Yasiel Pino at third, and in the outfield, Yorlin Confidon in left field, Malvin Valdez in center, Ariel Almonte in right field with Connor Burns as the battery mate for tonight's starting pitcher, Brian Edgington. Edgington, a right-handed hurler with a 1-2 record but a 2.12 ERA, starts off against the lefty Farquhar, who takes a pitch upstairs for ball number one. First player in the Florida State League this season to reach 30 or more walks. He leads the league with 31 after a season-high 4 walks in yesterday's win. Fastball missing outside, and it's a 2-0 count to Trent Farquhar. Scoreless after a 1-2-3 top half of the inning. And now we'll see what the Threshers can do now that they are at the dish. 2-0 pitch, fastball right down the middle, and it's a 2-1 count to Farquhar, league leader in on-base percentage, who went 2-for-2 with an RBI and 4 walks last night. Edgington, in his second professional season, winds and kicks. The 2-1 hit on a line over the head of Battelli and into center field for a base hit. Second game in a row that Trent Farquhar has led off with a knock, and the Threshers own the first hit of the game with Trent Farquhar becoming the first base runner for the Clearwater Threshers. He has 6 steals in 7 attempts, and he's got a hit to get on base. Third hit in his last 3 at-bats, and Farquhar hitting that just about as well as you can for a base hit. No chance for Battelli on that frozen rope up the middle. So a man on first, Farquhar takes a sizable lead with Aiden Miller at the bat as the slider missing inside to make it 1-0. A lot of people have been talking about how big of a steal Miller has been for the Phillies. He was picked 27th in the MLB draft in 2023 after he was projected as a top 15 prospect. 1-0, fastball low, and it's a 2-0 count. He has swiftly moved up the MLB pipeline ranks, debuting in the 90s last year, and now in the top 50, second in the Phillies organization behind Andrew Painter, and 49th overall in the Phillies top 30 as fastball gets in for a called strike one. It's easy to see the attraction with Miller, though, a 5-tool player already, 9 steals in 10 attempts, great skills in the field, and he is leading the Florida State League and on the leaderboard for most batting categories this season. 2-1, slider low, and it's a 3-1 count to Miller, who's hitting 333 on the season, which is good for third in the Florida State League. 422 on base percentage, which is fifth, and 570 slugging, which is far and away the leading slugging percentage in the Florida State League. 3-1, fastball at the knees, and it's a called strike two to Miller, so the count runs full. With Farquhar's speed, he could attempt for second base on the full count, despite the fact there are no outs in the first inning, as Farquhar is 6-for-7 in stolen bases so far this season. Payoff pitch coming. Farquhar stays put. Miller grounds the fastball foul and will do it again at 3-2. Farquhar retreats to first base. Miller back in the right-handed batter's box. 27th overall out of J.W. Mitchell High School, a school that is not too far from Clearwater here, as their marching band actually played in ahead of a Threshers game last season, not too long after Miller was drafted. Payoff pitch bounces in front of home plate and rolls towards the Tortugas dugout. Farquhar will stay at second, and Miller heads to first on a walk. So the first two batters reach in the bottom of the first for the Threshers, and now Luis Caicuto comes up to the plate. A catcher by trade, 21 years old, out of Lechería in Venezuela, riding a four-game on-base streak with two walks in game two of the doubleheader for his only start this series. And he's 4-for-his-last-12 with three walks since May the 9th. First pitch cut on and missed, and it's an 0-1 count to Caicuto. Second on the Threshers in doubles, tied for fourth in the league with 9, and he has 11 RBIs to go with a .254 batting average. Still looking for his first home run as a member of the Phillies organization. Now the 0-1. Fastball inside, and it's a 1-1 count to the Threshers' backstop. And the 1-1 pitch is changed to an 0-2 count by Pedro Powell. So it's an 0-2 to Caicuto with two on and nobody out. Edgington scans the bases. Now he deals. Fastball missing outside. It's 1-2, but it's challenged by Connor Burns. And now Julio Murillo, the manager for the Tortugas, coming out to make sure Pedro Powell is focused. And he quickly goes back into the dugout. 1-2 the count to Caicuto. 2-1, no one out in the bottom of the first. And the Threshers are off to a solid start. Caicuto awaits the 1-2, hits it in the air, out to second, caught by the second baseman, sliding safely is Farquhar, and that could have been an unfortunate double play, but Trey Faltine with an acrobatic catch on a soft liner to get the first out in the first inning. Trent Farquhar with heads-up base running, because we've seen that play turn into two time and time again. We take another look here. Farquhar, with great awareness, saw the catch from Faltine and immediately went back, I think even before Faltine had the ball in his glove. So that could prove to be a crucial play for the Threshers as Keaton Anthony takes his time stepping into the batter's box. Anthony, 11 RBIs on the season, a .291 batting average. Second to Trent Farquhar in on-base percentage at .462. Breaking ball misses low, and it's a 1-0 count. Only non-Thresher with a better OBP than Farquhar, who is on second, or Anthony at the dish, is Nick Morabito, who is now up in High A Brooklyn. Began the season with the St. Lucie Mets, who the Threshers will go see on Tuesday for a six-game set. 1-0 to Anthony, check swing, but he goes around, and it's a 1-1 count on the slider. Just on the outside corner, might have been a called strike regardless, and is officially confirmed as strike one on an appeal to Michael Cross. Miller on first, Farquhar on second, with one out in the bottom of the first inning. Edgington deals. Fastball fouled away, and it's 1-2. Anthony, a pitcher in college as well, through 20 innings in six starts for the Iowa Hawkeyes in 2023. But he spent most of his year at the plate as the DH for Iowa in 2023. 23 homers, 93 RBIs in three seasons as a Hawkeye, as well as a first-team All-Big Ten and third-team All-American selection. Line drive, base hit into right field. And held up at third is Farquhar as Almonte is up and throwing. The ball cut off at the mound by Jack Moss. So two singles load up the bases for the Threshers with Anthony on first, Miller now on second, and Farquhar on the third base bag. Base is juiced with one out, and there's Y. A little opposite field base hit from Anthony. Hit maybe a little bit too hard right to Almonte, and that stopped a run from coming home. But you can't fault Anthony for getting on base, something he does so well for the Threshers. That will bring up Bryson Ware with a loaded set of bags, and he has hit two home runs this season. Both of them have come here at BayCare Ballpark. His last one was a couple nights ago. On the 17th, he had a solo home run in the third inning in yesterday's win. First pitch to Ware, ground ball off his own leg and foul. It's 0-1. Ware, 204 hitter on the season, two homers and 11 RBIs, and he has reached in each of the past six games, five hits in those six, but a double, an RBI, a home run, and three ribbies on his on-base streak. Go one. Breaking ball, missing outside, and it's a 1-1 count. Ware in left field again tonight. Rare that he starts consecutive games in the outfield, but he began his career as an infielder, which he played mostly throughout his youth career as well as his collegiate career, primarily at Auburn. 1-1. Ground ball down the third base line, but it's foul, 1-2. And Ware, a capable defender, playing mostly at third for the Threshers last year, got some shifts in at second base this year, even played a little bit of shortstop at Auburn, but he has spent the majority of this series out in left field, playing in his second game in left so far this week. One ball, two strikes, one out to Ware, bases loaded, and Edgington sets. Now he deals. Broken bat on a grounder to second base. That could be two. Faltine steps on the bag for one, wings it to first in time. And a broken bat double play ends a promising first inning. So a 4-3 DP. Threshers strand two and get two hits, but do not score a run. Scoreless first inning, and we head to the second inning without a run.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit BayCare box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and support your local heroes at BayCare Ballpark on June 1st. Watch me now.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. They're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads. Don't forget they're at Threshers on X, and they've got a TikTok as well. So plenty of ways to see some of the best baseball content on the internet on the Threshers social media pages. The Threshers bringing up their first five without scoring a run in the first inning. George Clausen back on the hill to deal with the heart of the Tortugas order. Ariel Almonte takes a fastball low and in to make it 1-0. Almonte, Burns, and Valdez starting in the second to face Clausen in a scoreless ball game. Now the 1-0. Fastball fouled off, I think it was the catcher's mask, and it's a 1-1 count. Kai Kuto, a tough kid, he'll shake it off quickly. Clausen from the state of Wisconsin was number two overall and a top-ranked pitcher in the recruiting class of 2020 in the state of Wisconsin. Had a Tommy John surgery that caused him to miss one season at Minnesota. At that point, he was already throwing close to 100 miles an hour, and post-surgery, that has not changed. Fastball still staying in the upper 90s for Clausen. Now the 1-1. High fly ball from Almonte into shallow right field. Heredia coming in, calls off the infield, and he makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. Miller and Saltaban were there for the Threshers as well, but the great communication from the Threshers' defense getting the job done and leading to the first out of the second. Now Connor Byrne steps up to the plate for the Tortugas, the catcher for Daytona for just the second time this series. He was in game two of the doubleheader on Thursday as he takes a fastball low and away to make it a 1-0 count. Burns, in that doubleheader loss, struck out twice and grounded out to short in an 0-for-3 contest. Now he faces the 1-0. 174 hitter on the season is Burns with two homers and 10 ribbies. Fastball goes wide to the catcher, and it's a 2-0 count to Connor Burns in a rare situation of being ahead of George Clausen in the count. So 2-0, one gone here in the top of the second inning. We are still scoreless despite the Threshers loading up the bases in the second, in the top bottom of the first. 99 on the heat from Clausen, and therefore a called strike, and it's 2-1. Clausen didn't pitch in Tampa last week, making his first start since the first week of May. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-1. His last start against Lakeland went just four innings, his shortest start of the season. Struck out seven, tied for his season low, which is pretty incredible. Three walks, three hits, and a run scored in a game the Threshers came back to win. 3-1 turns to full count as the fastball graces the inside corner to fill up the count at 3-2. Clausen, the pitcher of the month for the Florida State League in April, only pitcher in the minors to pitch more than 20 innings without allowing an earned run over the season's first month. Slow bouncer down the third base side. Farquhar is there. Hard throw to first, but it gets there in time. Picked on a hop by Anthony, and Trent Farquhar flashing the leather at third base for the second out in the second inning. We'll take another look at just a slow-rolling chopped grounder from Connor Burns. He might not be the fastest guy, but Trent Farquhar might be. Tough run at third, and he had to get that throw off very quickly to make that out. And that is the second out here in the top of the second inning. Now Malvin Valdez up to the plate for the Tortugas. He's got three RBIs so far this series, as he takes a curveball on the inside corner for a called strike. You saw him scoot out of the way of that inside pitch, and that's just the deception that some of the breaking pitches Clausen has just continuing to fool hitters. Another pitch inside, that was the curve again, and Valdez scooted out of the batter's box as he thought that was going to run a little too far inside. George Clausen. Clausen, just masterful stuff on the mound through 20 pitches. And now two outs and an 0-2 count fouled away. Pitch number 21 is strike number 16 for Clausen. 16 strikes, just five balls through the first 1 2/3 innings. And he's been giving Valdez a heavy dose of curveballs so far in the bottom of the second. Two gone and 0-2 count. The wind, the kick, and the pitch. Breaking ball skips into the glove of Kai Kuto. Appeal to cross says that Valdez did not go around, so it's a 1-2 count. New baseball for Clausen. 3 years at Minnesota, two seasons where he pitched. He missed one due to injury. Was picked by the Phillies in the sixth round of the 2023 draft. 1-2. Fastball called strike three. 100 on the radar gun for George Clausen. And his third strikeout of the day ends the second inning as he continues to light up the Tortugas. Pure fire from Clausen as we head into the bottom of the second inning, still scoreless.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items, all for just $1. Brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. May the 28th is the next Dollar Tuesday when the Threshers begin a series against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. That's going to be a good one. Devin Saltabon leading off the second, hammers the first pitch of the inning, deep out to left field and out of here. Devin Saltabon starts off the game by setting the first pitch he sees into the Threshers' bullpen, and Clearwater takes a 1-0 lead. And even better, Finley's in the booth here to cheer on the Threshers with us. Third homer of the season for Saltabon, and Finley's giving high fives to everyone except our replay guy who just left him hanging. But I think that's because he just put up a replay. Saltabon, third homer of the season, three solo shots, and it's 1-0 Threshers here in the second. Next up is Jordan Viers, who takes the first pitch for ball number one, and Philly is going to go celebrate with the rest of the Threshers fans as Saltabon started off his night with a solo home run. Next pitch cut on a miss by Viers, and it's an 0-2 count to the Threshers' designated hitter. 3 homers, 13 RBIs for Viers as Pedro Powell calls time. J.R. Murphy, the Threshers player development instructor, coaching first for the Threshers. Michael Jones is on third. Now the 0-2 to Viers. Bouncing breaking ball, and it's a 1-2 count. Michael Jones, by the way, the Threshers bench coach, both members of the West Division Championship winning staff last year. 1-2, the count to Viers, who was also a member of the Threshers last year, one of the two holdovers from 2023 on this year's opening day roster. 1-2 the pitch, fastball missing outside, and it's a 2-2 count to the Threshers' designated hitter. 1-0 the lead for Clearwater. They've got 3 hits so far in the first inning and change. Deep breath from Edgington. Into the edge of the rubber, first base side. 2-2, high fly ball, but foul by Viers, and the count's 2-2. Edgington throwing pitch number 30 to Viers. 2-2 fastball missing upstairs, and the count goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Good job by Viers to work the count full. Currently riding a 12-game on base streak that has lasted just short of a month since April the 25th. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball outside, and the on-base streak continues to 13 for Jordan Viers. Second batter of the inning walks for the Threshers after the leadoff jack, and now Raylan Heredia comes up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Heredia, 2 homers and 5 RBIs on the season, with a .404 slugging percentage in 2024. Missed a good portion of the first season due to injury, but is back and as good as ever for the Threshers. Fastball low, and it's a 1-0 count. Heredia, 20 years old, the number 20 prospect in the Threshers, or sorry, in the Phillies system, according to MLB Pipeline. Hitting 246 so far this season. Now the 1-0. Fastball missing out or inside, and it's 2-0. Heredia began the season in the Complex League, led the team in hits, and by the time he left the FCL Phillies, he was in top five in average slugging percentage and on base percentage, as well as top 10 in extra base hits and total bases. He was just an absolute hitter for the Florida Complex League Phillies, and he earned a promotion to the Threshers back in August of last year. Faces a 2-0 count now as the mound meeting finishes up. Man on first with no one out in the bottom second. 2-0 to Heredia. Fastball just in the inside the strike zone, upper part of it, and it's 2-1. Viers is on first base for the Threshers after extending his on-base streak to 13 consecutive games. He has yet to steal a base this season. 6-for-9 last year, but 0-for-2 in 2024. Heredia hits a hard line drive out to left center field. It drops in front of Confidant, and it goes behind him. The ball rolls to the wall. Viers is going to be waved around third. Throw comes in a second. Heredia is chugging for third. Bounces over the third baseman, and Heredia is in safely with an RBI. An extra base hit for Raylan Heredia, and the Threshers take a 2-0 lead. We'll see if that's a double or a triple, as it was a tough throw in from left center field for Heredia. As we take another look, Confidant looked like he had it in left and was going to hold Raylan to a single, and then the throw bounced over the third baseman that helped him slide in safely at the third base bag. Viers comes around to score, so it's 2-0. And it looks like it'll be an error on Daytona. The infield in for the Tortugas is Avery Owusu-Isiedu. Swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. So they're going to take the air off the board and give Heredia his first triple of the year as the changeup is in for a called strike to Avery Owusu-Isiedu. RBI number 6 on the season for Heredia. And an 0-2 count to Owusu-Isiedu. Still no one out here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-0 lead for the Threshers. Now the pitch. Line drive over the head of Pitelli and a base hit into left field. Walking on home is Heredia, and it is 3-0 Threshers on an RBI by Avery Owusu-Isiedu. Third ribby of the series for Avery, third run of the ball game for the Threshers, all of them coming in this year second inning. And all you needed to do there is just loft it over the infield. That's exactly what Owusu-Isiedu did. Might have been a line-out had Pitelli not been shifted, but it doesn't matter. Owusu-Isiedu on first with an RBI. Now he's headed for second. Pitch in for a strike. Sliding in, but not in time. And the throw gets Owusu-Isiedu for the first out of the inning. Just the second time he's been caught this year. Owusu-Isiedu 9-for-11 in stolen base attempts. We'll take a look at the replay because this was close at second base. Owusu goes with a foot-first slide, and it looks like Dominic Pitelli got him just inches before he reached the bat. Change up low to Farquhar, and it's a 1-1 count in the bottom of the second inning. A single in the first for Farquhar. He's 3-for-3 with 4 walks in the last 2 games. Big on-base streak in the making for him. Ground ball picked on a second hop by Pino, and he sends it to first in time for the second out in the second inning after Owusu-Isiedu was caught stealing second. 11 games straight reaching for Farquhar, but there's two away here in the second inning for Aiden Miller. He ended his career-long on-base streak of 11 games in game 2 of the doubleheader on Thursday and responded by going 2-for-4 with 2 doubles and an RBI in last night's win. First pitch slider in for a called strike to Miller, and it's an 0-1 count to the 19-year-old picked 27th overall in last year's draft. Here's the 0-1. Fastball hit on the ground towards third. Fielded on a pair of hops by Pino. High throw to first. Right into the glove of Moss. And that will end the second inning. Thanks to a leadoff homer by Devin Saltabon, the Clearwater Threshers put themselves on the board. Three runs on three hits, no errors, nobody left aboard, and the Clearwater Threshers have a 3-0 lead heading into the third.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
After the Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas this Saturday, May the 18th, stick around for the best fireworks show in town, presented by Wawa. So fireworks after the game today. The fireworks from George Clausen will now come to an end as he is pulled after the first inning, and Mavis Graves will replace him. Two innings of work, retired all six batters he faced and struck out half of them, did Clausen. He will not get a decision. But Mavis Graves on the hill, a very capable starter, making his first career relief appearance. First pitch is fouled away by Faltine, and it's 0-1. Graves has already made six starts this season for the Clearwater Threshers, with an ERA of 4.32 in his first 25 innings. He's got a 3-1 record as he gets a swing and miss on Faltine to bring the count down 0-2. Graves, 11 starts, led the Complex League last year, well, was tied for the league last year, but pitched 34 innings for the FCL Phillies. Now the 0-2. Fastball low, and it's a 1-2 count. A five-pitch mix for Mavis, fastball, sinker, changeup, cutter, and a curveball for the 20-year-old, six-rounder out of Eastside High School in South Carolina. Swing and a miss by Faltine, and the slider gets by him. Mavis Graves picks up right where Clausen left off with a strikeout. Fourth strikeout of the day by Threshers pitching. First time a Tortuga has been sent down swinging. As we take another look, a nasty breaking ball by Graves just dropping off the mat, and Faltine had no chance. So one gone in the third, and Yasiel Pino starts off with a hefty hack at a fastball, swung on and missed for strike number one. Pino in his second game this series, 207 hitter on the year with two RBIs. Now Graves, the 0-1. Fastball missing outside, it's a 1-1 count. Now the 1-1. Fastball low, two balls, one strike, the count. Top of the third inning, 3-0 in the lead for the Threshers. Now the 2-1. Hard ground ball to third, picked up on a pair of hops by Farquhar. Pads the glove, sends a throw to Keaton Anthony, who makes the grab for the second out of the third inning. And Graves keeping the contact soft so the Threshers can get those easy outs. Two away here in the third inning. And now Zach Jack Moss will come up to the plate. He came in at first base in yesterday's game in an infield reshuffle. Had two at-bats after he came in the fifth inning and went 0 for 2. Fastball gets to the outside corner for a called strike one, and it's an 0-1 count. Graves, teammates with the weak opening starter for Daytona. 0-1, breaking ball low, and it's a 1-1 count. Adam Serwinowski, a teammate in youth ball with Mavis Graves. Serwinowski got the start and the loss on Tuesday. 1-1. Tapped foul off the end of the bat from Moss, and it's 1-2. Serwinowski, 7 hits and 2 runs allowed in 3 innings. Graves hoping to have a better outcome than Serwinowski did on Tuesday. 1-2. Curveball called, strike 3. Mavis Graves showing the nasty breaking stuff and continues the 1-2-3 trend as the first 9 in the Tortugas lineup have been sent down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and we head to the bottom of the third inning with a 3-0 Threshers lead.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. You ready?
Our next home game is tomorrow, May the 19th, as the Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for the last time. Gates open at 11 o'clock a.m. for a 12 p.m. first pitch. Noon game tomorrow. Threshers are looking to secure a series victory by then as they take a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the third inning. Luis Caicuto starts off the third, taking a slider low and away for ball number one. One out to Caicuto, who lined out in the first. Hard ground ball to second, scooped up by Faltine, drops it, quickly picks it up and fires to first, just ahead of the charging Caicuto. One gone in the third on the 4-3. That was almost an E4. That'll bring up Keaton Anthony with a single back in the first inning. Did not come around to score. The Threshers ended up putting 3 across in the next frame. First pitch fastball in for a called strike to Anthony. It's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' first baseman. Average now at 300 after the knock in the first inning. Here's the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-1 count. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers. 5 hits in the first 2 innings. 2 hits in the first and 3 in their 3-run second. Here's the 1-1. Taken the other way, but it goes foul, and that'll reach the seats to bring the count down to 1-2. Brian Edgington, a Virginia grad, signed as an undrafted free agent by the Reds in August of 2023. 7 starts this season, 8 earned runs, now 11 in 36 and a third innings, including the 2 1/3 he's already thrown tonight. One ball, two strikes, the count to Anthony. Edgington deals. Anthony takes this, a blooper out into shallow right center, and that's going to fall right in between Almonte and Valdez for the second hit of the day by Keaton Anthony, and it seems like it's just that kind of night for the Clearwater Threshers. A little blooper into right center for Keaton Anthony, but it gets the job done as the Threshers have their sixth hit of the evening. Take a look at the replay. Seems hard to believe that the Threshers had just one hit in their first win of the series, and they're on a three-game winning streak ever since. Ware takes a look at a fastball inside, but it's going to miss for ball number one. He grounded into a double play to end the first. 1-0 count to Ware, with Anthony taking a lead off of first. He's 2-for-2 in steals so far this season. Now the 1-0. Fastball inside. It's a called strike one, evening the count at one ball and one strike on the Edgington slider. Brian Edgington has thrown 50 pitches now with 31 over for strikes. Three runs allowed so far in the first two and a third. Now the 1-1. Inside on the changeup, and it's 1-2. 2-1. Now the 2-1, ground ball foul, bouncing off the railing of the Threshers' dugout. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the third, 3-0 lead for the Threshers. Edgington deals, fastball upstairs, a back pick to first, but the sweep tag goes over the top of the diving Anthony, and he's in safely to fill up the count at 3-2. So Anthony remaining on first base, and J.R. Murphy giving him some advice, see if he'll go on the 3-2 to Bryson Ware. One gone in the bottom of the third inning. Anthony stays put, payoff pitch is grounded foul down the third baseline. Keaton Anthony got a great jump on that ball. He was already almost at second base by the time the ball was officially ruled foul. So a full count again to Anthony. Six pitches already have come across in this at bat. Here's the payoff again from Edgington. Line drive into left center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Anthony will hold up at second as that ball bounced right in front of Yarlene Confidant. And Bryson Ware has the Threshers' seventh knock of the game. Second hit of the third inning. Clearwater with multiple hits in each of the first two innings. And this is a great piece of hitting from Bryson Ware. Got it over the plate. Hit it on a nice line. And got it into the outfield. Seven hits so far for the Threshers. And now two on with one out for Devin Saltabon. First pitch to Saltabon, did not swing, and it's officially confirmed a check by Michael Cross, 1-0 the count. He swung at the first pitch he saw, and that ball is still in the Threshers' bullpen out in left field. His third homer of the season and 12th RBI. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss over the top of the changeup, and it's 1-1. The last time he homered in his very next at-bat, 6 1/8 innings against Bradenton. He hit his first two home runs of his season, and now has added a third. All three of them have gone out to left field. 1-1 count to Saltabon, the pitch, strike one on the slider. Strike two, and it's a 1-2 count. Anthony on second. On first is Bryson Ware with one out in the bottom of the third. 1-2 count to Saltabon, who takes a timeout and is now stepping back into the batter's box. 3-0 lead for Clearwater. And a 1-2 to Saltabon. Edgington scans the base pass, then he deals. 1-2 tipped out of the Burns mitt, and it's a 1-2 count still to Saltabon. Two on and one out in the third. Saltabon awaits the pitch. It's a 1-2 count from Brian Edgington, who's now thrown 60 pitches. Number 61 is in upstairs for a called strike three. First strikeout of the game for Brian Edgington, and that's the second out of the seventh inning. It took 61 pitches and 39 strikes to secure Edgington his first strikeout of the day. And pitch number 62 will come to Jordan Viers, left-handed power hitter who walked and scored back in the second inning. Two on and two outs. First pitch to Viers is rocketed foul, 0-1. 13 game on base streak now for Jordan Viers, tied with Trent Farquhar for the second longest of the Threshers' season. Farquhar had a 13-game on-base streak to begin the season. His is now up to 10 in his active on-base streak. Viers has walked 9 times in his last 13 games. 0-1, cut on and missed on the fastball, and it's 0-2. During this on-base streak, Viers is 11 for 41 with 8 of his 13 RBIs and 2 of his 3 home runs. Here comes the 0-2 from Edgington. Breaking ball missing well outside, and it's 1-2. Anthony on second, Ware on first. Two outs in the third in a 3-0 game in favor of the Threshers. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike three, and that will do it for the third inning. Threshers held scoreless, but they get two hits. Two hits in the inning. Two runners stranded. No runs, no errors as we head to the fourth. 3-0 Threshers here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
For the 19th straight year, the Threshers and Beach Dogs will pitch for pink. Come out to honor and support breast cancer survivors with special activities in-game and pre-game, benefiting the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation. We really appreciate the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation for all the great work they have done in the community and for continuing to partner with us on this important event. 3-0 the lead for the Threshers in today's event, and the top of the order returns to the dish for the Tortugas. The lefty, Yerlin Confidant, getting the first look at Mavis Graves, taking the slider for a called strike one. Confidant went down on 3 straight strikes in the first against Clawson. Now the 0-1, and that's the first ball he has seen. Cut fastball, missing low and away to even the count at 1-1. 3-0 to lead for the Threshers. 7 hits for Clearwater in the first 3 innings. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Confidant almost falling over after missing the cut fastball from Graves, and it's a 1-2 count. 4 homers and 15 RBIs on the season for Confidant. 2-5 so far this series. 1-2. Bouncing breaking ball blocked by Kai Kuto. He'll get a new baseball for Mavis Graves. So a 2-2 count to Confidant, Cabrera and Patelli to follow him up. Now the pitch. Fastball, broken bat, and it goes right back to Mavis Graves. He spins, throws it to first base, high throw, and Anthony is pulled off the bag on the E1. Right, Graves just looking for a light toss over to first base. And the Threshers' bid for a perfect game ends on the E1 as Graves gets charged with his first error of the season. Just the second error charged to a Threshers pitcher so far this season. So Confidant, the first base runner for the Tortugas, and he's almost taken right off the base. Quick pickoff move that even surprised Keaton Anthony, but Confidant back in standing up. Now Ricardo Cabrera is up at the dish for the Tortugas. First pitch and a fastball just missing upstairs. 1-0 the count. Cabrera swung in the first pitch he saw in inning number one and grounded out to shortstop. Doing so again would likely result in a double play. Here's the 1-0. Confidant thought about it. Breaking ball misses low, and it's a 2-0 count to Ricardo Cabrera. Mavis Graves, sixth-round pick of the Phillies in 2022. As I mentioned, teammates in high school with Adam Serwinowski. Both drafted in the same round after they anchored a pitching staff that helped lead the high school, Eastside High School, to a 4A state championship. 2-1, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Confidant with good speed on first, being held on by Anthony. Cabrera, off a fresh timeout, is back awaiting the 2-2. Graves looks at first and deals. Fastball, wave and a whiff, strike three. Cutter goes low, and the swing from Cabrera goes high. Graves with his third punch out for the first out in the fourth inning. And we take another look at some of the world-class breaking stuff from Mavis Graves. And a cutter going right inside on the right-hander, ending up just below the right knee when Cabrera offered at it. Now back to a lefty-lefty matchup as Dominic Patelli takes a fastball outside to make it 1-0. The Tortugas have four lefties in their starting lineup, with three of them coming in the first four batters. Patelli, Almonte, and Confidant, all left-handers. Confidant checked back at first base unsuccessfully by Mavis Graves. 1-0 the count to Patelli, who struck out looking against Clausen back in the first inning. Now the 1-0. Fastball in for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So against a team that has a lot of his success based on the left-handed hitter, throwing Mavis Graves for an extended period of time seems to be a great idea. 1-1 slider cut on and missed, and now it's 1-2. Graves' first career relief appearance as Patelli takes a timeout. Just one base runner aboard so far for the Tortugas, and that's Confidant, who is inching closer and closer to the second base bag. 1-2. Patelli checked his swing, no appeal needed, and a new baseball for Graves as the curveball was tough to scoop for Kai Kuto. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the fourth inning. Confidant taking a big lead off of first with an even count to Patelli. Graves deals. Fastball bounces into the glove of Kai Kuto. Great block to fill up the count at 3-2. We'll see how aggressive Julio Murillo is looking to get with Confidant on first base, seeing if he tries to take second on the payoff pitch. Three balls, two strikes, one out. 3-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the fourth inning. Graves deals. Instead, it's a pickoff attempt. Good deception by Mavis, but Confidant was not as easily fooled as I was. Three ball, two strike count in the fourth inning. One out to Patelli in a three-run lead for Clearwater. Graves looks over at first base. Runner stays put. Fastball chopped high in the air down the first base line, and Patelli runs way out of the baseline. Makes the slide, but because he ran outside the baseline, is ruled out by the bases umpire Michael Cross, and that's the right call. He ran around on the infield grass to try and get around the tag of Keaton Anthony. Does the job, though, as Confidant moves over to second base on the unassisted ground out. So two gone, and Ariel Almonte at the dish for Daytona, league leader in home runs with 11 and RBIs with 25, getting two ribbies on a first-inning home run last night in a game the Tortugas lost 12-6. Two gone and a man on second. Almonte lofts this into shallow left field over the glove of Farquhar. He picks it up, play at the plate, not in time, and Confidant jogs home on the RBI single by Almonte. It'll be an unearned run for Graves as Confidant reaches on an error, and the no-hit bit ends on an RBI single by Ariel Almonte. 3-1 the lead for the Threshers, and we'll take another look. Another one just popped right up, soft enough to get into left field and make it a difficult play for Farquhar to get the speedy Confidant at home plate. Even a good throw might not have had him. Confidant was in standing up. Slider in for a called strike to Connor Burns. It's an 0-1 count in a freshly minted 3-1 game. Threshers out in front. 0-1. Tapped foul, and it's 0-2. Curveball from Graves, fooling the catcher Connor Burns. Nothing into the count, two outs to Burns. Almonte taking a lead off of first. The pitch, curveball low, and it's a 1-2 count. Time called as there's a baseball that has left the berm and is now in the field of play. Avery Owusu-Asidu gives it back to a fan as we resume here at Bay Care Ballpark. Connor Burns, 0-for-1 on today, grounded out to third in the second inning, and now is taking his first cuts against Mavis Graves. Two outs, a man on first, and a two-run lead for the Clearwater Threshers. The pitch from Graves, curveball called, strike three. Right on the outside corner, and the bender fools Burns. Graves' fourth strikeout, and that ends the fourth inning. An unearned run comes across for the Tortugas. One hit, one error, and one man left aboard. 3-1 the score, Threshers lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at Bay Care Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Don't forget to visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets, upcoming events, merchandise, and more. Plenty of great merchandise on the Threshers website, as well as Diamond Outfitters on the left field side if you're in the game tonight. 3-1 the lead for the Threshers as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with Heredia, Owusu-Asidu, and Farquhar to lead off. First pitch, ball number one to Heredia, who gets out of the way of the inside fastball. Raylan with an RBI triple in the second inning. His sixth ribby of the season and first three-bagger. 1-0. Fastball outside. It's a 2-0 count. Heredia had an on-base streak of five straight games earlier in the week, and he sacrificed that streak in the second game of the doubleheader. Laid down a beautiful sacrifice bunt. Fastball in for a called strike, and it's 2-1. That sack bunt moved Bryson Ware over to third base, and he ended up coming around to score the only run of the game in a Threshers 1-0 victory. 2-1 the pitch to Heredia. Breaking ball in for a called strike two, and we pull even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heredia one for four with a run scored last night as he sends a pitch, grounded to third base. Great play by Pino, even to get it, and the throw goes wide to the first base back. On the error, Heredia will slide into second base safely. Should be a hit and an error for Raylan. If that's the case, it'll be his fifth two-hit game of the season. As we take another look, Yasiel Pino with an unbelievable effort to even get to this ball, but the throw was a little bit wide. Not sure if that'll just be a reached on an error or if it'll be a hit and an error for Yasiel Pino. But Heredia is in scoring position, leadoff man on second here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Avery Owusu-Isiedu, who hit an RBI knock back in the second inning. He bunts it down the third base line, but it drifts just foul before the ball's swatted away by Connor Burns. Heredia will head to second base, and back to second base, and it's an 0-1 count to Avery Owusu-Isiedu. 2 homers, 10 RBIs on the season for Avery. He had his second homer of the year back in Tuesday's win. Was his first homer here, the other one coming about a month prior in Dunedin. A go-ahead homer in the sixth that helped the Threshers to a 4-2 victory. It's officially ruled a hit for Heredia, so that's his fifth multi-hit game of the season, and he advanced to second on an E5 on Yasiel Pino. 0-1. Fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-1 count to Owusu-Isiedu. A slight right-handed shift for Avery. Dominic Patelli playing back at second base. Trey Faltine guarding the second base bag where Raylan Heredia takes a short lead. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. With Edgington at 73 pitches, there's surprisingly nobody up in the bullpen for the Tortugas. 73 pitches for Eddington with 46 over the plate for strikes. He's got a 1-2 to Owusu-Isiedu here in the bottom of the fourth. Now the pitch. Fastball upstairs. It's 2-2. Heredia is on second. Owusu-Isiedu looking for his second hit of the day, facing a 2-2 count with no one out in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch. Popped up high in the air, drifting foul on the third base line. Underneath it is Pino. He reaches up with two hands to make the grab for the first out in the fourth inning. Top of the order returns to action for the Threshers. Trent Farquhar, who is retired for the first time in 3 days in his last at bat, is coming up to the plate 1-for-2 on the game with a single back in the first inning. Another single would likely score Raylan Heredia from second, but currently the Threshers have a 3-1 lead with one gone in the fourth inning. Lefty Farquhar against the righty Edgington. First pitch, grounder back up the middle. Diving is Patelli, and he gets there. Quickly picks himself up and gets Farquhar by half a step over at first place. Incredible range by Dominic Patelli to rob a base hit from Jordan Farquhar. It goes down as a 6-3 in the box score, but an incredible play. Patelli crossing the second base bag to make that dive and the out at first base. What a play for one of the Reds' top infield prospects. Now the Phillies' top infield prospect and really top hitting prospect, agent Aiden Miller, up at the plate with two gone. Pitch out keeps Heredia at third to make it 1-0. Miller walked in the first and is 0-for-1. He recently jumped up inside the top 50 of the MLB.com's top prospect list, leapfrogging Mick Abel in the Phillies organization as well. And it's no drag on what Abel is doing. He's having a solid season so far in AAA Lehigh Valley. But Aiden Miller is just that prodigious of a prospect for the Philadelphia Phillies. He faces a 2-0. Fastball low, and it's 3-0. Heredia on third with two outs. He's trying to distract Edgington by mock diving towards home plate. 3-0 pitch. Fastball inside, and that's ball four. Back pick keeps Heredia on third as Miller reaches with his second free pass of the game. Two on and two outs with runners on the corners for Luis Caicuto. So Connor Burns is out to send signals to his infield. Caicuto 0 for 2 on the day. Line out and a ground out in today's matchup. He is 0 for 2 this series, but has walked three times in three games. Currently riding a four-game on base streak with three walks this week as he pops one up down the first base line. It's going foul down the left field side into the stands to make it 0-1. Oh, 0-1 to Caicuto with Heredia on third and Miller on second. Owusu Isiru was already taken out trying to steal second. We'll see if Miller tries for the same fate. Now the 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner, 0-2. Miller, like Owusu Isiru, has nine steals. He's been caught once so far this season. Heredia is on third with runners on the corners and two outs in an 0-2 count to Caicuto. Threshers lead 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now the 0-2, runner goes, Caicuto hammers this one high and deep out to right center field. Valdez sprinting, and that ball's going to one-hop the wall. One run will score. Miller rounds third, he will score. And Luis Caicuto with a 2-RBI, 2-out double to give the Threshers a 5-1 lead. Little hit-and-run action for Caicuto and the Threshers, and he ties up Aiden Miller in the second spot in the Florida State League with his 10th double of the season. Not too far from becoming his first home run. Nothing Valdez could do, just watch that one bounce off the wall as Caicuto has RBIs number 12 and 13 to give the Threshers a four-run lead with two outs in the fourth inning. They've scored in every other inning so far, and now two outs to Keaton Anthony. The count begins with a slider outside to make it 1-0. Anthony is 2-for-2 from the dish, a single in the first and third innings, giving him six hits and 12 at-bats in four games so far this series. 1-0 to Anthony now as Edgington deals. Curveball cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. 5-1 lead for the Threshers now, 9-1 in favor of Clearwater. And the Threshers on pace to shatter their season high for hits. So far this season, they had 14 hits in an April 17th win over Dunedin. Anthony fouls off a fastball to bring the count down to 1-2. Caicuto retreats back to second base as Anthony takes a timeout with a 1-2 count. 5-1 the lead for Clearwater. Two runs in this inning, three in the second, with the Tortugas getting a run in the top half of the fourth. 1-2 the count to Anthony now. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 86 pitches for Edgington and a right-hander warming up in the Tortugas bullpen. Now the 1-2. Anthony loops it foul, and that is going to hit off the wall of the suites and go back down to the seats to make it 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Anthony. The pitch, fastball, grounded down the third base line, but it's foul before Yasiel Pino backhands it and drops it into the Threshers' dugout. Still a 1-2 count to Anthony with the last two pitches knocked foul by the Threshers' first baseman. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Caicuto on second in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now the pitch. Bouncing breaking ball, count even at 2-2. Anthony has two hits on a two-strike count in today's game. And is 1-for-1 with runners in scoring position so far. Edgington, a glance at second, the 2-2. Ground ball to third, right at Pino. He takes the easy way to first in time, and Anthony is retired to end the fourth inning. But Luis Caicuto gets two runs across for the Clearwater Threshers. Two hits, one error, and one man left aboard as the Threshers lead it 5-1 as we head into the fifth.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
For just $25 the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at Bay Care Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Malvin Valdez swings and misses at the first pitch, a changeup to start the fifth inning. And it is an 0-1 count to the Tortugas center fielder. Slider missing outside, and the count evens at 1-1 to Malvin Valdez. He's 0-for-1 today with a backwards K back in the third inning. Or back in the second inning, excuse me. He was the last batter that George Clausen faced. 1-1. Fastball on the edge of the strike zone. 1-2 the count. And the challenge is upheld by Pedro Powell. So the count stays 1-2 to Valdez. 5-1 lead for the Threshers here in the second inning. One, two, wave and a whiff, strike three. Mavis Graves with another strikeout, getting the fastball right by Valdez, and that is his fifth strikeout in 2 1/3 innings. So one gone, Valdez down on strikes for the second time, and we'll see if Faltin can feature a similar fate. He was the first batter Graves faced, and he was greeted with a strikeout. Fastball right down Main Street for a called strike as Faltin straightens up to avoid the heat. One homer, 10 RBIs on the season for Faltin as the 0-1 is cut on and missed. 0-2. Going fastball to changeup, and Faltin was way early on the change. So an 0-2 count with one out in the fifth, and Faltin will call a timeout. He is transitioning from infield to outfield, playing second base today. He's played in center field so far this season, and also in left for the Tortugas. He's also played at third base in the infield. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Mavis Graves with a cutter low. Strikeout number six with two outs in the fifth. Graves has thrown seven pitches. Just one of them has missed the zone. And that might have missed the zone, but he got the swing from Faltin, and that's all that really matters. So, two gone in the fifth, both down on strikes as Yasiel Pino takes a slider for a strike, 0-1. Pino grounded out to third his last time up, and Graves has struck out the last three batters. Two gone in the fifth, four-run lead for the Threshers. Graves deals, curveball just misses, and it's 1-1. Pino, 203 hitter on the season with two RBIs, playing both corner infield positions. 1-1. Fastball missing outside, and it's 2-1. 2 on. Fastball back to the backstop. No one on base, so it's just a harmless ball 3 instead of a wild pitch. Threshers have yet to walk a batter today, and Graves in danger of walking the first one, but taking the 2 outs in the 5th inning to walk a hitter, not too shabby. 3-1 pitch. There's the walk as the changeup goes inside for ball number 4. Unfortunate time for a first walk, but 2 outs in the inning, and the Tortugas have a base runner after the first 2 went down swinging. And now Yasiel Pino is aboard with a walk. That'll bring up Jack Moss, number 9 hitter, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. The back end of a 2-strikeout, 1-2-3 third, Graves' first inning. Changeup fouled away, and it's 0-1 to Moss, who went down looking and is 0 for his last 3. Pino not a stealing threat on first. He's got a short lead. Anthony's holding him on. 0-1, hard ground ball, foul the opposite way down the third baseline, and it's 0-2. Graves has done an excellent job getting those first pitch strikes, and he continues to do that on Moss here. Nothing in 2 the count. 2 gone in the 5th. Threshers lead by 4. Graves looks over at Pino. Now he deals. High fly ball out to center field. Wusu Wasidu on his horse. Stops in front of the track, and he leans back to make the catch for the final out of the 5th inning. A 2-out walk is all the Tortugas get. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. Threshers will come into the bottom of the 5th inning within a 5-run lead as we're halfway home here at BayCare Ballpark.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Mo's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Like, what did it say on there? Okay, good.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
One of the best local bands returns to Clearwater when the Black Honkies Band performs at BayCare Ballpark on June 28th. Stay after the game for some great live music. Gates open at 5:30 for a 6:30 first pitch. That'll be Pierce Bennett's birthday on June 28th, and more importantly, my dad's birthday. But none of you guys know him, unfortunately. He's great. Andrew Laureano is the new pitcher for the Daytona Tortugas, replacing Brian Edgerton, who is in line for the loss. Laureano in his second game of the series, beginning with Bryson Ware, Devin Saltabon, and Jordan Viers. He last pitched on Tuesday and almost gets Ware in the noggin. Fastball missing way upstairs on a 1-0 count. Ware 1-for-2 with a single. Laureano last threw on Tuesday night, when 3 walks, 1 strikeout, 1 run on 1 hit in 1 inning of work. He threw the 6th and gave up a home run to Avery Wusu-Wasidu. And the first ball in play is a grounder to short. And Ware is retired at first base. 5-1 the score with now 1 out here in the 5th inning. Threshers have led the entire way since the 3-1 run second inning. Brian Edgington will finish the day in line for the loss. 9 hits, 5 runs allowed in 4 innings as the first pitch slider is in for a called strike to Devin Saltabaugh. So 5 runs on 9 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts for Edgington. It would be his third loss if the score holds. Slider in for ball one. Running inside on Saltabaugh, and it's actually an 0-2 count as that touched the corner. bouncing fastball at 99 miles an hour for ball one to Saltabaugh. He's 1-for-2 with a solo home run. Mariano deals, 1-2, breaking ball, bounces into the glove of Connor Burns, and the count evens at 2-2 to Devin Saltabaugh. Solo home run in the second. He has hit 3 home runs, all solo shots, all to left field, all here at BayCare Ballpark. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3. Went after the slider, and there's the second out in the fifth inning. Threshers lead by 4, and number 3 comes up to the batter's box as Jordan Viers returns for the third time today. Walked and scored in the second inning, but is 0-for-1. A 20-year-old third-round pick in 2021 on a 13-game on-base streak. Swing and a miss on the fastball, and it's an 0-1 count to Viers, who says hitting is his favorite part of the game. Guy who trained in the offseason with big leaguers and high-level minor leaguers at a gym in Texas. Now the 1-1 count as the fastball misses outside to Jordan Viers. 5-1 the score, 9 hits to 1 in favor of the Threshers, each team with an error so far. Check swing by Viers. Michael Cross says that he went around, and it's 1-2. Fans don't like it, and Viers is going to take a timeout. One ball, 2 strikes the count. 4-run lead for the Threshers. Here's Laureano. Fastball looped high in the air, and a big league foul ball by Viers. That ball is going to bounce out of the stadium. 1-2 the count still to the Threshers DH, and Viers will take a timeout as another ball lands on the field coming in from the berm. So Viers back in the box. Still a 1-2 count to him with 2 outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch way outside on the cut fastball, 2-2. And Viers has been a lot more patient at the plate this season. See him taking a lot more pitches than he did at this time last year. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed. It bounces in the glove of Burns, so he'll toss it to first, getting Viers on the K2-3 to end the fifth inning. Threshers sent down in order for the first time today, and we end the fifth inning with a 5-1 score. Threshers lead by 4. We head to the sixth.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Bear Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit BayCare box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and support your local heroes at BayCare Ballpark on June 1st.
stick around post-game on Friday night. So there will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. And I can tell you from personal experience that there is no better place to take in a baseball post-game than the Tiki Bar out in left field. We're in the sixth inning now, though, so another four innings until I'm getting some drinks at the Tiki Bar. And the Threshers lead it 5-1. Top of the order for Daytona, coming to face Mavis Graves for his second trip around the batting order. Your lean confidant, Ricardo Cabrera, and Dominic Pitelli. They are a combined 0-6, but Confidant reached on an error and scored a run back in the fourth inning. He started off with a cutter for ball one as Graves is now ready to deal. 1-0. Breaking ball over the outside edge, and the count evens at 1-1. A slider has been his main pitch today, and that was his 50th pitch of the game. 50 pitches, 32 for strikes, 6 Ks for Graves. Breaking ball low, and it's a 2-1 count. Line drive into right center field. Easy run for Heredia, and he glides over to make the catch for the first out in the sixth inning. Heredia making that look easy, as that was hit really hard by Confidant into left. He has been retired for the second time. Ricardo Cabrera has been retired twice before him. He is now up 0-2 on the day with a strikeout in the fourth inning. First pitch is a changeup low for ball 1-2 Cabrera, designated hitter tonight after moving all around the infield for the Tortugas. He's played at third and short and a little bit at second base. Lofted out to right center field, Heredia charging. Saltabon, a snow cone grab, and he makes the catch on the run. Devin Saltabon coming out of nowhere and making a ridiculous catch out in shallow right field to rob a base hit from Ricardo Cabrera. We'll take another look. Heredia seemed to see this all the way, and it looked like it was going to be in single until Saltabon leaped up like a groundhog out of the dirt to make that catch. What an incredible play by the former outfielder, Devin Saltabon. Two away here in the sixth inning. The first pitch curve misses low to Pitelli to make it 1-0. Pitelli 0-2 on the day. Struck out looking against Clausen. Grounded out to first against Mavis Graves. Fastball misses upstairs, and it's 2-0. Pitelli on the year, hitting 286 with 3 homers and 14 RBIs. Threshers lead it 5-1 with 2 outs here in the 6th. The 2-0 pitch is tapped foul, rolling towards the wall on the first base side. 2-1 now to Pitelli as the first base coach, Osmin Melendez, the bench coach for Daytona, will pick up the ball and send it into the stands. Julio Murillo is the manager for the Tortugas. He is coaching third. 2-1 to Pitelli now. The pitch from Graves. Fastball outside. It's 3-1. Swing and a miss by Pitelli way out in front of the cutter, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Graves struck out 9 in a start against Dunedin back in April. And he has 16 strikeouts in the 3 games since. 22 if you include tonight's 6. Payoff pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Cut fastball, swung on, and no chance for Pitelli. Graves has his 7th strikeout, the most by a Threshers reliever this season. Tortugas down in order in the 6th. Home half of the inning coming up. Threshers leading 5-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact connect with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Health Care Foundation. Portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Bottom of the sixth inning, Raylan Heredia almost struck by the slider. Turns around to avoid the slider from Laureano, and it's 1-0. 5-1 lead for the Threshers, 1-0 to Heredia here in the sixth. Fastball upstairs to make it 2-0. Heredia will be followed by Avery Owusu-Asiedu and Trent Farquhar in the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers out-hitting the Tortugas 9-1. Error apiece and a four-run lead in the sixth inning. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-0. And Laureano, the makeups of many a young pitcher with a hard fastball, he can hit up to 99 on the heater, but he has trouble locating it sometimes. Fastball just down the middle. And a little bit upstairs, still falls in for a strike at 97 to make it 3-1 to Heredia. Laureano doesn't waste much time on the hill. He rocks and fires the 3-1. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and it's 3-2. Heredia thought it was ball four. He was heading to first, but he steps back in the box, the full count. Three balls, two strikes, the payoff pitch, cut on and missed. It's dropped by the catcher, tag for safety, applied to Heredia. So first out on just the second strikeout of the game from Anier Laureano. And Heredia is the third straight batter struck out by Laureano. One gone for Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI. That came back in the second. First pitch slider missing low. It's 1-0. 11 RBIs on the season now for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. The 1-0 pitch, fastball zings outside, and it's 2-0. Owusu-Asiedu with three RBIs so far this series. Now faces the 2-0. Laureano deals. Swing and a miss. Fastball low gets by him, and it's 2-1. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Now it's 2-2. A slider getting by Owusu-Asiedu, who has become a mainstay in center field. Not too many Threshers have played center field this season. Owusu-Asiedu has started the majority of the games for Clearwater. T.J. Walton and Bryson Ware have also taken shifts in center. Sinker misses low, and it's a 3-2 count to Owusu-Asiedu with one gone in the sixth inning, as he's looking to reach first to try and steal some bases, which he has done 9 times in 11 attempts. Payoff pitch bounces into the mitt of Connor Burns, and Owusu-Asiedu will reach first for the second time, this time coming on a one-out walk in the sixth. So one gone, and one of the better base runners in the Florida State League coming to the first base bag, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu, another great base runner, comes up to the plate, and Trent Farquhar, who is 1-for-3 on the day. 9 ribbies on the year for Trent, hitting .304 with an on-base percentage at a league best clip First pitch to Farquhar, cued foul off the end of the bat. 5.09 is the OBP of Farquhar so far this season. 0-1 the count to the league's on-base percentage leader, a multifaceted infielder who in the past two seasons has played at second, third, and short for the Threshers. Here's the 0-1 now to Farquhar. Breaking ball, just catching the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Farquhar played a couple games at second last season. Today, he is at third, and he plays shortstop typically when Aiden Miller gets the rest. 0-2 now to Farquhar, and the pitch. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Tag for safety applied by Burns, and there's strike three to Farquhar. Two away here in the sixth, with Owusu Asiedu still remaining entrenched on first base. That'll bring up Aiden Miller, who has walked twice and scored once, but has not recorded a hit so far today. 3-for-10 in this series, 3-for-11 if you count today, as the fastball takes the inside corner for a called strike one. Two doubles, an RBI, five walks now, and two runs scored over the first four games of this series. That he has played anyway, missed the first game of the Thursday doubleheader. Now the 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Short leadoff first from Owusu Asiedu. He hasn't even attempted to steal first base, and Laureano hasn't checked on him. 0-2. Fastball zips outside, and it's 1-2. Miller, 19 years old, taking the first round of the 2023 draft, 2 years after his older brother Jackson was taken by the Reds as the 65th overall pick in 2020. Jackson, though, no longer a part of the Tortugas roster as Miller checks the swing of the upstairs fastball to make it 2-2. A couple weeks ago, Jackson Miller got activated off the injured list, so it looked like we'd have a Miller Brothers Bowl here in Clearwater. But unfortunately, injuries keeping Jackson out of action again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom six. The pitch inside, called strike three. And Miller will go down to the dugout as the third strikeout victim of the inning. So one walk, and Laureano caves the side. One run left aboard as we head to the seventh with the Threshers leading the Tortugas 5-1.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchased savings. Mavis Graves back out for the top of the seventh inning. Lefty Ariel Almonte starting off the seventh against the lefty Graves. Fastball misses for a 1-0 count. One-oh. hit on the ground to second base. Easy play for Saltabon. He gobbles it up and sends it to first for the first out in the seventh inning. 1-for-3 on the day goes Almonte. He still has the lone hit of the ball game for the Daytona Tortugas. Mavis Graves is now working into his fifth inning of work. 4 1/3 so far with 7 strikeouts, 61 pitches, and 37 over 4 strikes. That'll bring up Connor Burns, the catcher for the Tortugas. 0-for-2 on the day as he struck out looking in his last at-bat against Graves. First pitch to Burns, way out in front of a slider that was in the dirt, bounced in front of home plate, but Graves got the swing and miss anyway. 0-1 the count to Burns with one gone here in the seventh. 5-1 lead for the Threshers as Graves deals. Fastball to the outside corner for a called strike one, and it's 0-2. One gone for Burns. Bases clear with an 0-2 count. Graves deals. Breaking ball misses upstairs, and it's 1-2. Graves. 5 of the pitch clock. He deals. Breaking ball just misses outside, and it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the seventh. 66 pitches so far for Graves. The 2-2. Curveball called, strike three. Cut fastball right down the heart of the plate, and Burns could not even swing at it. 8 strikeouts out of the pen from Mavis Graves, and there's 2 away in the seventh inning. Graves has already thrown the longest outing out of the bullpen, surpassing Braden Tucker's 4 1/3 innings back in April as the curveball misses inside to make it 1-0. Malvin Valdez up at the plate. 2 strikeouts on the day for him. 1 from Clausen, 1 from Graves. 2-0 the count as the slider misses low. 69 pitches for Mavis Graves, 41 for strikes in the first 4 2/3 innings he's thrown. 2-0 the pitch, curve on the outside edge, and it's 2-1. Valdez went down looking against Clausen, went down swinging against Graves when he faced him in the fifth inning. Now it's a 2-1. Fastball upstairs, snagged by Kikuto, and it's 3-1. Trey Faltine waiting in the wings if Tortugas can keep this inning alive. Three balls, one strike, 2 outs in the seventh. The pitch, fastball at the knees for a called strike two. Three to the count, 2 outs. With no one in the bullpen for the Threshers, Valdez swings and misses on the cut fastball, and that is going to do it. Mavis Graves ties his career high with his 9th strikeout. 2-1-2-3-7, and the Threshers head to the stretch, leading 5-1.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate local heroes at BayCare Ballpark. First responders get special discounts all night, and fans will be treated to a fireworks show at the end of the night on June the 1st. Gates open at 5:30 with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. First pitch of the bottom seventh is in for a called strike to Luis Caicuto on a fastball from Anier Laureano. It'll be Caicuto, Anthony, and Ware in a 5-1 lead for the Threshers, bottom of the seventh inning. Foul tip caught by Burns, and it's 0-2. Caicuto, 1-for-3 on the day, on base streak now at 5 straight games with 2 doubles and 4 RBIs over the course of the streak. Cut fastball missing inside, and Caicuto ducks out of the way to make it a 1-2 count. 13 ribbies on the season for Caicuto with a .257 average in his first year at the as a member of the Phillies. He actually told me a pretty funny story about when he was selected. He was taken in the Rule 5 draft from the Arizona Diamondbacks by the Phillies over in this past December. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and the story will have to wait till his next at bat. Caicuto down on strikes, 3 straight Ks from Laureano. He now has 6 on the day as we have the first out in the seventh inning. So one gone in the seventh, and now batter number 7. And Keaton Anthony is up at the dish facing Laureano. Bouncing breaking ball, scoots by the catcher, and it's just a harmless ball 1 with no one aboard the base path. Threshers with 5 runs on 9 hits, 1 run on 1 hit for Daytona, each team with an error. Anthony pops up the 1-0 pitch, foul, that'll clear the sweeps, and it's 1-1. He's 2-for-3 on the day, singles in the first and third innings for Keaton, bringing his average up to 305. Now here's the 1-1. Curveball missing upstairs, and it's 2-1. Round out to third, his last time up. Keaton Anthony hitting close to .500 this series. 6-for-13. I'm bad at math. 3-1 as the fastball misses outside, and Anthony ready to reach for the third time today. 3-1 as Laureano rocks and deals. 3-1 hit on the ground. Backhand stab at first by Moss. He'll take it back to the bag himself for the second out of the seventh inning. And we have been treated to some great defense from both sides here at BayCare Ballpark tonight. That was a hot shot of a single from Anthony, but Moss makes it look easy. Shifted just to the right place. Able to make the quick reflex play for the second out. Back-to-back outs to start the seventh, and now Bryson Ware steps up to the plate, takes a slider low and away for ball number 1. 2 ground outs and a single for Bryson. He's 1-for-3 with a hit in each of the last 2 games. 3 hits in 3 starts this season, or this series. Fastball in for a called strike. It's 1-1. Ware is now 3-for-10 with a home run and 4 runs scored in 3 starts, 4 total games as he came on as a pinch runner in game 2 of the doubleheader, scoring the only run. 2-1 the count as the fastball misses from Laureano. 2 gone in the 7th. Now here's the pitch. Fastball hit on the ground towards 3rd. Pino waits on it, shuffles towards 1st. High throw, but it's caught by Moss to end the 7th inning. Threshers go down in order in a 1-2-3 7th. And we have reached the 8th. 5-1 the lead. Threshers in control here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support a local pet charity, and see the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys in action. Mavis Graves back out for what is pushing on not only the longest relief outing of the season, which he already owns with 5 innings and 1 unearned run allowed, but the longest outing by any Threshers pitcher with a couple of six inning outings for the starters. Miller loses the ball on a grounder from Faltine, throw not in time, and that's the first error of the season. Charge to Aiden Miller. An ease six starts off the eighth for Trey Faltine and the Tortugas and the Threshers with their second error of the ball game. Bottom third of the Tortugas order with hitter number 7, Faltine, on first base with the error, and now Yasiel Pino up to the plate. 0-1 with a walk. Faltine's got good speed, and he is taking a short lead off first that he slowly extends towards second. First pitch fastball misses outside to Pino, and it's a 1-0 count. Faltine on the year, 7 stolen bases. Of 12 in his career. He has played 3 minor league seasons, 12 steals, caught once. The only time he was caught was earlier this season. 2-0 the count as the changeup misses to Pino, who is 0-1 with a walk. Top of the eighth inning, 4-run lead for the Threshers as Pino slices a fastball foul to bring the count down to 2-1. Right-handers in both bullpens as the fastball in for a called strike 2 to Yasiel Pino. And it was 2-2, but a successful challenge by Yasiel Pino makes it 3-1 as the call is overturned. Short leadoff first by Faltine. Gravis goes home. Pino checks the swing, and it's ball 4 with the second walk of the game by Pino. And the first 2 on in the eighth for the Tortugas. Marty Malloy waiting on the top step of the dugout, but instead it'll be Gustavo Armas coming out for the first mound visit of the day by the Clearwater Threshers. And while the pitching coach heads to the mound, joined by Luis Caicuto, will take a spin around the Phillies system. Jersey Shore looks like they've got a victory in sight. Bottom of the ninth inning, 14-8 lead for the Blue Claws over the Hudson Valley Renegades, who dispatched them in the South Atlantic League North Division playoffs last season. Jersey Shore leading by 6 heading into the bottom of the ninth in Hudson Valley. Less success for the rest of the Phillies system, though, as the Complex League Tigers took down the FCL Phillies 6-1 over the Carpenter Complex earlier today. The Richmond Flying Squirrels shut out the Reading Fightin' Phils. 2-0 was the score over at the Dow Diamond in Virginia. And the Norfolk tied to the 9-2 lead over Lehigh Valley in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1 on and 2 out for the Orioles AAA affiliate. That's it for the Phillies system, and that's it for the mound visit as well. And you got to think that the next man to come out of that Threshers dugout is going to be Marty Malloy. 4-run lead for the Threshers, and I almost had a chance to make a play as that foul ball hit off the window right next to the broadcast booth. So it's an 0-1 count to Jack Moss with two on and nobody out. Moss 0-2 on the day. Right-handers in both bullpens. Runners on first and second. Faltine, the better runner, on second, and Pino on first with no one out in the eighth. 0-1. Curveball missing low and away, and it's a 1-1 count for pitch number 81 from Mavis Graves. 47 have come over for strikes. It is Jose Pena warming in the Threshers pen, and now the 1-1. Curveball hit in the air, high and foul down the third base side. Farquhar chasing, but that's going to land out of play to bring the count to 1-2. Back to second goes Faltine. Pino on first with nobody out in the eighth inning. 5-1 lead for the Threshers. They have surrendered just one hit, which would be the fewest they've allowed in a game this season. One ball, two strike count to Moss, who has three ribbies on the season. The 1-2. Hit on a line, caught by Saltabon. Quick throw to second base, in time! Devin Saltabon with another great defensive play, a leaping catch on a liner, and a quick strike to second for the second out in the eighth inning. So the unearned run is taken off the table, and we get another look at Saltabon going airborne for that, and as soon as he hits the ground, he fires to Miller at second for the L4-6 double play. First pitch now to Yerlin Confidon is a slider outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Now a man on first with two outs in the eighth. The pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-1. The pitch. Breaking ball, missing inside, and it's a 2-1 count. The Tortugas await the 2-1 as Confidon checks his swing, but it's a called strike anyway, two balls and two strikes. Daytona are just two different teams against righties and lefties. They hit 227 as a squad against right-handed pitching, and against lefties, they're hitting 166. Only Alfredo Duno has an average above 300 with a 400 average against lefties, 8-20. Foul ball down the first baseline from Confidon keeps the count at 2-2. Staying back at first base is Pino. He's not a threat to steal, but he's on first base with two outs and a 2-2 count. Threshers up by four. Graves, the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a called strike three. Mavis Graves has tossed six innings out of the bullpen and struck out 10 batters. And the Threshers have a 5-1 lead heading to the bottom of the eighth.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at Bay Care Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday for information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Don't forget that Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And I got to say, that Moe's Taco Cart out in left field on Taps and Tacos Thursdays or not, that's one of the best places you can get to eat at a ballpark anywhere. Delicious food coming from Moe's. So, bottom of the eighth inning, Threshers looking to pad a 5-1 lead as the first pitch of the eighth inning misses for ball number one. Anier Laureano is done for the evening. A 1-0 count to Saltaban from the new pitcher Simon Miller. He pitched in game two of the doubleheader and took the loss, allowing the hit and run, walking two and striking out one in the sixth inning of a 1-0 Threshers victory. He's got a 2-0 count on Saltaban now, who has a solo home run and is 1-for-3 on the day. Now the 2-0. Swing and a miss, and the count's 2-1. Saltaban has hit all three homers here at BayCare Ballpark, all of them to left field and all of them on a weekend. Two one, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Saltaban, Viers, and Heredia in the eighth inning, and it'll likely be Jose Pena in the ninth. Two balls, two strikes to Saltaban. The pitch from Miller. This one lifted in the air, high and deep out to left field. On the track goes Confidant. He looks up, and that ball's on the berm. Devin Saltaban with another two-home run game, and he leads off the eighth with a solo shot to make it 6-1 Clearwater. Fourth homer of the year, now tied for the C-team lead, and there's no doubt about that one. Parked it on the berm in left center. And Devin Saltaban is heating up. That'll create some problems for opposing teams as Jordan Viers takes a called strike one. So that ruins a scoreless night in the bullpen for the Tortugas. Simon Miller replacing Anier Laureano, who struck out six and walked one. Other than that, did not let anything through in three innings of work. No hits, no runs, but he will not get a decision. Right now, it's 6-1 Threshers, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss by Viers, and now it's 1-2. Viers 0-for-2 on the day, but he's walked and scored. That came in the second inning. Fastball low, and it's a 2-2 count now. Sinking fastball from Miller, clocking in at 95. 2-2 the count to Viers now with the pitch. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. There's the first out in the eighth inning as Miller has his second punchy of the series. So Raylan Heredia now up with one out in the inning as Miller deals. Fastball upstairs for called strike one. Heredia is 2-for-3 today, his fifth multi-hit game of the season with an RBI and a run scored. And now it's 0-2 on the sinking fastball that just tacked the outside corner. Or the outside corner, yeah, I'm right. 0-2 the count to Heredia, just 12 pitches so far in the eighth for Simon Miller. And six of them have gone over for strikes. 0-2 pitch, fastball right down Main Street for a called strike three. Heredia down on strikes for the second time. Two Ks for Miller, and there's two gone in the eighth inning for the number nine hitter, Avery Owusu-Asita. Two gone. Owusu-Asita is 1-for-2. He's driven in a run and walked today, and he swings and misses at a sinker to make it 0-1. Pitch Pena's back and warming in the Threshers' pen. 5-run lead for Clearwater. 6 runs on 10 hits with 2 home runs. Bouncing breaking ball, and a cutter makes it 1-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. 2 gone in the 8th. 6-1 the lead for Clearwater. And they hit 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Daytona coming up to try and extend the game in the 9th. One ball, 2 strikes, the count to Owusu Isidu. High fly ball, playable in foul territory on the first base side. Moss goes after it, leans into the netting, but it drops in the seats, and the count stays at 1-2, keeping Owusu Isidu at the dish. So one ball, 2 strikes, the count. 2 outs to Owusu Isidu, 6-1, the lead for the Threshers here in the 8th inning. Now the pitch. Check swing, grounded right back to the pitcher. Scooped up by Miller, a casual toss to first, and he gets Owusu Isidu in time for the final out of the 8th inning. But Devin Saltabon smacks his 2nd home run of the night, and the Threshers take a 6-1 lead into the 9th inning. Likely to get a new pitcher, and we'll see who comes out of the pen when we get back.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threat.
After the Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas tonight, stick around for the best fireworks show in town, presented by Wawa. Those fireworks will happen after Lunchable on this Saturday night here at BayCare Ballpark. Jose Pena in for the 9th inning, and he'll take on Ricardo Cabrera, Dominic Pitelli, and Ariel Almonte. Cabrera pops the first pitch foul directly behind home plate. And it's an 0-1 count. He's 0-3 on the day, as is Pitelli. Almonte is in the hole with the only hit of the game for the Daytona Tortugas. Now Pena is set and he deals the 0-1. Fastball, ooh, that gets him in the elbow. And that is not a comfy one for Ricardo Cabrera. He throws his pad down to try and stretch that elbow out. And luckily, the athletic trainer for the Tortugas, Sam Tedman, will stay in the dugout. Mavis Graves is in line for the victory. 6 innings, 1 unearned run on 1 hit with 1 walk and a season-best 10 strikeouts. Not just a career high for him, but a season-best for any Threshers pitcher. Now Dominic Patelli takes the first pitch, a fastball inside to make it a 1-0 count. One of the four pitches offered by Jose Pena, who has been a middle reliever for most of the season, but is getting his first chance at the end of the game in a 6-1 lead for Clearwater here in the top of the ninth. 1-0 count to Dominic Patelli, and it quickly becomes a 1-1 as the fastball settles over the plate for a called strike one. Fastball, splitter, curve, and a slider, which Jose Pena likens to kind of a slider-cutter combo given the higher velocity of that slider. Pop up from Patelli into shallow right field. Saltaban seeds it to Heredia, who comes up to make the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. Again, great communication by Heredia out in right field with the first out in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Ariel Almonte, who had the only hit of the game in the fourth inning, and his 26th RBI of the season, two clear of Dylan Hasso of Tampa for the league lead. First pitch, fastball low and in, and it's a 1-0 count, 95 on the gun from Jose Pena. He's initially from Lakeland, completed his high school ball at Tampa Prep before being selected in the sixth round of the 2021 draft by the Phillies. Now the 1-0. Grounded foul off the catcher, and Kaikuto will pick it up and give it back to the pitcher. That guy just has so much fun playing baseball. He was fielding that one like a grounder to second base, of course holding the throw, and he gives the baseball to the Threshers dugout. 1-1 count to Almonte now, who grounded out to second in his last at bat. If he does it again, the Threshers are set up for a double play with Saltaban playing in the middle of first and second and Miller playing up the middle at short. 1-1. Fastball low, and it's 2-1. Connor Burns is waiting on deck. Malvin Valdez in the hole hoping to get up, but Jose Pena has other ideas. 2-1 the count to Almonte, and Pena deals. Fastball hit on the ground a second. Saltaban has it. Turns. Flip to Miller for one, but he drops it. That could have been a game-ender, and it looked like Miller brought his glove down just a second too early as he was trying to just throw the ball over after making the play, and that is the second error of the game on Miller as we get another look. Just a tough break as that hit off the top of Miller's glove and bounced out. So now on the error, a double play still in order. And Cabrera is on second with Almonte on first on the error. So two on, one out. And now Connor Burns at the dish. One-oh now to Burns as the slider misses. Burns, two strikeouts, gone looking in each of his two at-bats against Mavis Graves, and he grounded out to third in the second. Now he faces a 1-0 with one out and two on. The pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-1. Cabrera on second, Almonte on first. So 1-1, hit high in the air out to center field, bat busted for Burns, and it's caught by Owusu Asiedu. He's got way too strong of an arm, and Cabrera smartly remains on second base. Two gone in the ninth inning, and now Malvin Valdez is trying to avoid a golden sombrero in what could be the final at-bat of the ball game. He has struck out three times, once looking against George Clausen, twice swinging against Mavis Graves. Two on, two outs for Valdez, and Pena taking his time as Valdez had a quick timeout. From the stretch, Pena deals. Fastball missing inside, and it's 1-0. Almonte on first, Cabrera on second. 1-0 the count to Valdez, who has three RBIs so far this series. Eight on the pitch clock as Pena deals. 1-0, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. Another slider from Pena, and that pitch has been increasing in frequency over the course of this game. One ball, one strike, two on and two outs. Three on the pitch clock. Pena deals. Fastball, cut on and missed. It bounced out of Caicudo's glove. Cabrera thought about heading to serve to third, but he wisely turns back to second base. One strike away from a third straight win are the Threshers. One ball, two strikes, two on, two outs to Valdez. He's got a black helmet on, but Pena trying to paint it gold. One ball, two strikes, two outs, 6-1 lead for the Threshers here in the ninth. Payoff pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. That's the ball game as Jose Pena strikes out the final batter to end the ball game in a 6-1 victory. One of the most dominant pitching performances for the Threshers all season, holding the opponents to a season low one hit. That was all. A one-hit RBI from Ariel Almonte, the only run that came across for Daytona. Two homers from Saltaban, 10 strikeouts from Graves, and the Threshers maintain a one-game lead in first place in the Florida State League. The win goes to Mavis Graves. 6 innings, 1 unearned run, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. No save for Jose Pena, who struck out one, hit one batter with a pitch, did not allow a hit or a run or a walk in a shutout inning. George Clausen retired all 6 batters that he faced with 3 strikeouts in the first 2 innings. And the Threshers improved to 26-12, maintaining the best record in the entire Florida State League and one of the top 5 best records in all of minor league baseball. Jesse Rodriguez is waiting by the dugout. He will be having a chat with a couple of these Threshers stars, as Clearwater had a whole host of potential players of the game to choose from. Mavis Graves with the win and 10 punchouts, and Devin Saltaban with 2 home runs for the second time this season. They will both be with Jesse for our post-game interview. We're just about ready next to the Threshers dugout, so we're going to go live and send it down to Jesse Rodriguez for his interview with Mavis Graves and Devin Saltaban. Jesse, what do you got?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse. Thanks, Mavis. Thanks, Devin. Really appreciate you guys sticking around for those post-game interviews and guaranteed waterworks for the cooler dump. So the Threshers with a 6-1 victory, third consecutive win, and they have taken four of the first five games in this series to clinch their fifth series win of the season. Let's take a look at how this win happened. It was a pitcher's duel at the start. George Clausen was lights out for the Clearwater Threshers after they hosted the closing ceremonies for the Clearwater Little League. Six batters faced for Clausen, three strikeouts in two perfect innings. Then Devin Saltabon struck, launched a homer into the bullpen in left field on the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning, a solo home run that opened the scoring for the Threshers. Then Jordan Viers drew a walk after Saltabon's first home run, but Saltabon would not be finished. More on that later. So Saltabon is on first base, and then Raylan Heredia came up to the plate and laced a triple out to left center field, and that ended up scoring a run. Viers came around from first on the three-bagger, and Raylan Heredia got his sixth RBI of the season to make it 2-0 Threshers. He was safe on third. Infield came in, and Avery Owusu-Wasiedu took a soft line drive into left to bring Heredia home and give the Threshers a 3-0 lead. Daytona got a run back on a two-out RBI single in the fourth to cut the Threshers' lead to 3-1, but that was about all they could get on Mavis Graves. Career-high 10 strikeouts, most by any Threshers pitcher this season, as he became one of the few Threshers pitchers to reach six innings in a ballgame. Then Heredia responded with a leadoff single in the bottom of the inning off Tortuga's starter Brian Edgington. He advanced to second on a throwing error, and after Aiden Miller walked, Luis Caicuto cleared the bases with a double to make it 5-1 in the clip you just saw. Then it was continued domination for Mavis Graves, coming in the third inning and not leaving until the eighth. Six innings of relief, longest by any Threshers bullpen pitcher this season, and 10 strikeouts, most by a pitcher in a game. Devin Saltabon, I told you he'd be back, another long home run, this one going out to left center field. That made it 6-1 Clearwater, and that is where the score would stay. Second time that Saltabon has had a two-homer game here at BayCare Ballpark. In both times, the second homer came in the eighth inning. So don't pitch to Devin Saltabon in the eighth inning, but if you're listening and you're on an opposing team in the Florida State League, please pitch to Devin Saltabon in the eighth inning. Jose Pena struck out the final batter and sealed a 6-1 victory. Third straight win for the Threshers, and they still have yet to lose a series in 2024. They go for their second 5-of-6 win series when the Daytona Tortugas come back to town for their final game against each other here at BayCare Ballpark. Jonathan Petit will be the starter for the Clearwater Threshers. He'll go up against Jose Montero for the Daytona Tortugas. That's it for tonight's game, though. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Saturday night here in Clearwater. On behalf of everyone on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I'm Josh Sperber. Thank you all for tuning in, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game will start right around noon. Until then, thanks for watching, and please enjoy your Saturday night.